What has been entrusted to you? Have you ever really taken an in-depth look at what it is that God has trusted you with? Or have you ever even thought about being trusted by God to care for what is God's and not ultimately yours? If you're a long-time church member, you have probably been presented with the notion that your financial resources are a gift from God and that you should give back to God in return. In our services here at Grace, when the offering is brought forward, we sing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We might be so accustomed to the routineness of the doxology that we sing it without even paying attention to the words we are saying. We may not attend to the fact that in those words we are acknowledging that all blessings come from God. In some services, we are reminded that all things come from God when the table is set, as we say, all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. We give lip service in acknowledgement of God's ownership of all. But do we really take to heart the fact that we have been entrusted by God with God's creation, all of it? More often than not, I think we believe that everything we have is of our own doing. My house, my car, my life, my resources. Let's take that even a little bit further. My job, my career, my spouse, my children, my body. When was the last time that you thought about your marriage as a gift from God? Have we considered our relationships to be something that have been entrusted to us by God? Or do we really think that we've accomplished them on our own? Would we take greater care in our dealings with each other if we considered our relationships to be a gift from God that we share in the responsibility for care and maintaining? Those of you who are of my generation or older may think that Jeremiah is a bullfrog. One Jeremiah will be forever etched in our minds that way. Another Jeremiah was a prophet. He was entrusted by God to speak on God's behalf to God's chosen people, a people who had gone astray. They had worshipped false gods and forgotten the covenant relationship they had with God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who brought them out of bondage in Egypt and carried them into the promised land. These people had been taken out of the land of promise because they had not kept their end of the bargain with God. And God entrusted Jeremiah with God's own words. Jeremiah didn't really like being trusted that much by God. Like many other prophets, he gave all sorts of excuses for why he was not the right person to speak on God's behalf. He said, "I am just a boy. I do not know how to speak." But God would not be so easily swayed by Jeremiah's excuses. He said in return, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." The Lord then touched Jeremiah's mouth and gave him the words he needed so that he could do what God had entrusted him to do. He became God's mouthpiece. Not only that, he embodied God's pain and hurt from being abandoned by his people. In the passage we've heard today, that pain and hurt is very much present. God did not wish for it to be that way. He yearns for the people to be returned to a right relationship with him. His deepest desire is to be able to trust the people and for them to turn to him, not to false gods who can do nothing for them. Paul, the author to the letter to Timothy, was also untrusted by God. He, for the longest time, seemed entirely untrustworthy. But God knew better. God knew him and knew that he might require a little more prodding than Jeremiah. As a matter of fact, he had to be blindsided, literally. A touch of the mouth wouldn't be strong enough to get Paul's attention. God did what was necessary, and Paul came around. His eyes were open, and he was trusted by God to spread the good news of salvation to the Gentiles, the outsiders. It wasn't always easy. He was beaten and imprisoned and finally killed. What's the old saying? I know God won't give me more than I can handle. I just wish he didn't trust me so much. The parable of the steward is a parable about trust as well. It's an unusual parable, one that only appears in Luke. On the most basic reading, this parable sounds as though dishonesty is what is being called for. That's why it's so important that we read Scripture as a whole and not merely in snippets. Jesus nowhere encourages dishonesty, but he does encourage shrewdness. Especially when he's talking about possessions. Whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much, and whoever is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful with dishonest wealth, who will entrust you with the true riches? Those riches being the riches of the kingdom of God. Have you been entrusted with a little? Or a lot? We think of the church as being a holy space, and it is. We've been entrusted with this space, and it's set aside for worship. Great care is taken with the articles we use for worship. No chalice or paten has ever seen the inside of a dishwasher. The linens are cared for gingerly, as are the hangings. We understand this to be God's house. And we are very diligent and intentional in our care of God's house. The house that each of us lives in is God's house as well. That goes for apartments and condos and any other dwelling which we may have. The people that share that house with us are God's people. They are not our people. We did not create them. We did not know them before they were formed in the womb. Only God can make that claim. And he has on more than one occasion. Our workplaces are God's as well. And so are the people we work with. What if we took our responsibility to those places and those people as seriously as we take our responsibility for this sacred space? What have you been entrusted with? How are you doing with that? Being trusted by God is a big responsibility. Jeremiah didn't think it was a walk in the park, and neither did Paul. We do well to remember that all that we have, every single penny, every single item, and every single person in our lives belongs to God. We do even better to live our lives believing that to be true and responding accordingly. Let us pray. We thank you, God, that you have entrusted us in such abundance. Let us always remember the trust that you have given us. Help us to live with that knowledge always in the forefront of our minds, so that we will be good stewards of your abundance and be your body here on earth. Amen.